Day, May 7th, 5:30 p.m. at home. Chloe and Zoe were super happy for me when I told them the unbelievable news about Monsieur DuPont and the possible trip to Paris. Yesterday, we talked on the phone and then texted each other until almost midnight. And today, I received even more exciting news during lunch. It was a delivery confirmation email that my Northampton Hills school uniform had just been delivered to my house. Squee! I'll just be borrowing the uniform for 1 week and then returning it to the school. But still, Chloe, Zoe, and I were so excited. I'll text you photos as soon as I try it on, I told them as we ate lunch. But they insisted on coming over to my house after school to hang out, and I agreed. As soon as Chloe and Zoe saw the box, they immediately started spazzing out. Open it quick! The suspense is killing me! They were acting like I was opening a birthday present or something. Come on, guys, I giggled. Chillax! It's just a uniform. But OMG, my new uniform was awesome! I have to admit, when I first saw Mackenzie in her uniform, I was super impressed. She looked so smart and mature. And nothing at all like the shallow, lip gloss addicted drama queen that she really is. Mackenzie is going to be very shocked and surprised to see me at her school on Monday. But I plan to ignore her and stay focused. My major goal is to snag that trip to Paris. And absolutely nothing, not even Mackenzie Hollister, is going to stand in my way. I put on my uniform and stood in front of the mirror with a huge smile plastered on my face. I thought it looked really sharp on me, and my BFFs totally agreed. Then I got an unexpected surprise. My BFFs told me how proud they were of me and gave me a pink, sparkly gift bag with the Eiffel Tower on it. Inside was a box of Godiva chocolates, an English to French translation book of common phrases like, "Where is the bathroom?" and the newest issue of That's So Hot magazine. Nikki, this mag has great tips on being an international exchange student. It'll help you prepare for your trip, Chloe explained. I thanked my BFFs for the gifts and for always being there for me. Then I gave them both a big hug. I'm already starting to miss them, and I haven't even left for Northampton Hills yet. Chloe and Zoe are the best friends ever.